Yeshaya, Perichah Vav, Pasuk Hey, we are singing and dancing at Yeshiva Merkaz Arab at 3 o'clock in the morning. Le'ilu Nishma Asavi Mari Pesav and Avram Nata. And so now that we have marched in triumphantly into Yerushalayim under God's protection, now we speak about the other nations who have fallen low while we are rising up high. Ki Heishach Yoshve Marom, because he humbled the inhabitants of the high places. Kirya Nisgava, the fortified city. The thick walls, the lofty metropolis, Yashpileno Yashpilo Ad Eret. He lowered it to the ground, leveling it to the dust, Yagyeno Adofar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took their walls, took those who were on high, and dropped them to the lowest of the low, crushed them down. The world's great powers who opposed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who opposed the Jews, the oppressors of the Jews over all of history. What happens to them? So again, as the Panovich Rav said in the 1960s when they went to the Arch of Titus, 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 where are you? I'm still here. Klal Yisrael is still here. So if you think about it, how many people would remember Nebuchadnezzar if we didn't memorialize him? How many people would remember Haman if we didn't memorialize him? Who remembers a lot of the great oppressors of the Jews? They've come and they've gone and they are nowhere to be found. Hadrian of Rome, famous story I've told often, in the Nachshir, is that his only existing bust of him from the neck up, showing what he looked like, is in the Jerusalem Museum. It was found in Eretz Yisrael. These people come and go, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them down to the dust. Vav tirmesena ragel, it will be trampled underfoot. Raglei oni, pa'amei dalim, by the feet of the poor, the needy, the souls of the very poor, the extremely poor. So even the lowest people, even the humbled people down on the bottom. And remember, the Goyim are always, these oppressors of the Jews, are always thinking that they're going to trample us down into the dirt and into the dust. And yet in the end, we who were poor and needy throughout the Golos are now going to be stepping on them and what remains of them, which isn't to say very much. Pasuk Zayin, Orach Latzadik Meisharin, the way of the righteous that is straight, Yashar, Ma'agal tzadik tifales. The path of the righteous you will weigh, which is a very interesting sort of phrase to use, to weigh, to measure. Fixing well with the idea of the ma'agal, ma'agal to determine carefully. So we're going to circumscribe all the activities. The true tzaddik has to circumcise his own activities. Circumcise. Freudian slip. Circumscribe his own activities. After all, didn't we start the song by saying keep the Yetzer Hara in check? So you have to cut yourself off from things that perhaps you might desire just looking at them at first. That's part of what it means to be a tzaddik. And so when the tzaddik cuts himself off from doing things that are wrong, so the ma'agal, which Rav Schwab translates as the road of the righteous, the way of the righteous, and like where an agala would go. An agala means a wagon, so this is the road that the wagons go on. So poetically, what we're saying is that if you come to purify yourself, the Gemara says in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalid, then they will help him. Bali Taher Misayinoso. You'll get assistance. The forces of nature will help you. Everything will help you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Siyata Deshmaya to go on the right path, on the right road. Pasuk Ches Af Orach Mishpatecha Hashem Kivinucha. Even for the way of your judgments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have hoped for you. So sometimes judgment can be painful. When we stray from the narrow path, the straight path, if we stray from the Mishpat, from the Orach Mishpat, the road of judgment, the path of justice. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out justice to us. We know it comes from Hashem. And we yearn for Him, even if we have to undergo some punishment for that. L'shimcha u'lezichrcha ta'avas nafesh. Your name and your remembrance are what our soul longed for. Our true taiva, our yearning of the soul, is to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that continues into the next pasuk. It's very interesting. This parak, the end of one pasuk leads into the beginning of the next one. It's very thematic. Nafshi ivisicha balayla. My soul yearns for you during the night, bringing to mind different passages from Shir Hashirim of the idea of the beloved and the lover at night who we yearn for each other. We yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our nefesh, our neshama is yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Time for a kumzitz. Af ruchi v'kirbi ashachareka. Even my spirit with my spirit within me, I beseech you. Ki ka'asher mishpotecha la'aretz. Because when your judgments come to the earth, tzedek lomdu yoshvei sevel. The inhabitants of the world are going to learn tzedek, are going to learn righteousness. So speaking for himself, Yeshaya, and the Jewish people at large, he says that we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day, every night, first thing in the morning, Yeshaya secludes himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Times for meditation when the world is quiet and when you can concentrate. I remember in the middle of Shavuos night once, my father-in-law and I used to learn all night back when we were young and spry. My father-in-law, a young and spry 50, and me, a younger and spryer 30 or so. And we would go out at night for a little break when we were starting to get a little weary at 3 o'clock in the morning. And there was nothing quite like walking down East 29th Street at 3 o'clock in the morning in dark and silence and quiet and really feeling a communion with nature, but specifically with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're learning all night. It's meaningful. Pasuk Yud, Yuchan Rasha Bal Lomad Tzedek. Will the wicked be pardoned? Will the wicked be excused who did not learn tzedek and righteousness? Beretz nechochos ya'avel, who do injustice even in an eretz nechoach, in a just land, a straight, correct land, they still are full of avla. Uval yireh geyus Hashem. And Hashem's exalted hand, they did not see. They did not see the pride, I'm sorry, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now comes the hand, Yud Aleph. Hashem, Rama Yodcha Bal Yechezayun. Hashem, your hand has been taken away so that they shall not see. Yechezu V'yevoshu Kinas Am. Let them see. Yechezu Chizayun. And let them be ashamed. The envy of a people. Af Esh Tzorecha Toklim. Even the fire that will consume your enemies. So compare, in Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, the Jewish people's desire to be close to Hashem, the taiva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the desires of the wicked. And did they deserve an excuse? No, they do not. Even when they get success, they deny that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't see Hashem's exalted hand. Ultimately, they will see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us, and he's going to trample them low. And Hashem is going to zealously avenge us, and they are going to have to see the fruits of their own actions.